Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels survived the Hairston hangover with a gutty effort. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Despite the ragged play and remaining brickwork at the foul line, a lesser team would not have hung in there when things looked so bleak late in the game against Davidson Saturday. Maybe the Heels imagined what it would be like around here with two home losses to unranked opponents surrounding the decision that leading scorer P.J. Hairston will not be reinstated to play for them. Davidson's Brian Sullivan was throwing them in from all angles, and Marcus Page would not get into the scoring column until late in the second half. Yet full court and trapping defenses somehow got the game into overtime where Carolina won going away, as a giant sigh of relief could be felt from the Smith Center through Chapel Hill and across the state. This was a game not to be lost. We may never know all the sordid details of the PJ affair, and indeed it seems confusing to see him still sitting on the bench in street clothes. Will that be temporary or for the rest of the season? Can he still practice with the team? Does he retain his scholarship and ability to stay in school and keep working toward a degree? What will his plans be when they are announced this week? All this, plus old Roy's 5 a.m. practice after the Texas loss, was still in the air when the game against the scrappy and battle-tested Wildcats tipped off. And when Sullivan started draining trays on his way to 33 points, you knew this was not going to be easy. Without Joel James and with his replacement in the starting lineup, Bryce Johnson, doing nothing, this was not the team that had beaten three ranked opponents. Rather, maybe another loss to the unranked. Williams looked and sounded like he's already coached three full seasons, but he is a fighter who will never quit. He said they had to try something late in the game, so he added a full court trap and the old run and jump to the new zones the Tar Heels were playing. And they worked to help a patchwork lineup tie the game on two free throws by Page and survive the last Davidson possession. In OT, it was no contest as Page took over and his running mate Nate Britt dog-to-dog tied Sullivan all over the court. The Heels won going away and now go away for Christmas break. When they return, regardless of who's sitting on the bench or practicing with the team, the hangover needs to be history. This is Archansky. See ya.